Hello, everybody. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. And I have a couple of introductions I want to go through before we get started. First of all, I want to thank our host, the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers. And that means we are here for this whole segment, thanks to Mark Furman, head of litigation at Tarlow Breed, who's currently out of studio, probably handling a litigation. And my co-host is the notorious, fabulous Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Hi, Mark.
Jeff, great to be with you.
Great. Thank you very much. And I want to thank the team, Chris and Nathan, for all their work and my new poster that's already scratched up, first day on the job. Okay, I always have to take my shots. Our first guest, or next guest, is Lori Mativia, owner, Ascension Mental Health and Wellness, LLC. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Can you tell us about, if I can call it Ascension,
nail it down one word? Sure, yeah, we can shorten it up. That's fine.
Tell us about Ascension.
Well, it's a private practice in Westboro, Mass., and I see adults and teens and couples. I see really everyday people who are going through a difficult time. So I try not to use a real medical model. I don't like to pathologize people. I just want to see people where they are and help them with whatever they're struggling with.
But you're an attorney, correct?
I am not an attorney.
You know what? My note is incorrect. My research on you is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Lori, let me just ask you something. In terms of today, I think, how did you decide to get into this field? Because it's the model is very different from even 5 years ago.
Yes.
With the complex society we're in.
Yes. Well, I think that, you know, in coming into psychology, it's just what I was really interested in and fascinated by. And I used to work for a few agencies, and I worked with a lot of people who had multiple problems and some really, you know, really struggled with just layers of illness. And I really think that what I got better at was working with couples and working with people who are maybe don't meet any negative mental health diagnosis, but are just having problems in life transitions, divorce, recovering from divorce, those kinds of things.
There seems to be so many issues as society gets, on one hand you have the internet and you have vehicles to make things easier. On the other hand, with, as you talk about life transitions, from the moment you have now sexuality, transgender, those issues that affect the workplace, that are affecting mm-hmm. children growing up, that are affecting identities. You talk about families, the issues in terms of divorces. Then you have, obviously, all the issues. It's not just the divorce, but also the potential children associated with that. And what I find very interesting and sad is, and I'm sure that's something you have to deal with, it too, is all the suicide potential issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have it glamorized
Yeah, I'm against that show.
Yeah, Dear Evan Hansen has a glamorized on Broadway. You have in high schools, you know, just reading mm-hmm. about it, and even well-known actors. You think their life is great. You read about this Martin family daughter who was saying yesterday she's mm-hmm. potential suicide. So, what are the challenges that you find in your profession today? Even, I mean, you've been doing this for a while. Even 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually, although there are lots of challenges, of course, I don't think a lot of this is as new as it appears. I think it's just being picked up more and being spoken about more. You know, all of these problems have been problems that we've had, you know, since the dawn of man.
Right.
So I think that for some people, it looks like
there were mass suicides thousands of years ago.
You know, we're human and we have human problems. What I like is that people are now not looking at, you know, seeking help as such a negative thing. And I have an analogy that I like to use with people that, you know, you have a dentist, right? I mean, it's kind of a lousy analogy because a lot of people have phobias of the dentist. But you have a dentist. When you have pain, you may go to get a lot of work done. And then you may space it out and you go back when you need a cleaning or you go in for a checkup. You know, younger people, I'm finding, are much more comfortable hiring therapists because they hire their own trainers. They hire, you know, lots of different kinds of professional people.
So you're saying the culture's changed.
So I think people, you know, and the other thing that's nice to see is young couples come in. People will come in before marriage, you know, to work on issues, which is really great to see. So, you know,
well, I know the church historically did that also. They did a lot. Some churches did a lot of pre-marriage marriage counseling before they would get married.
Yeah, and I've been involved in a little of that privately, which is a really nice thing to see that someone will send, priest will send a couple, and the priest wants them to do this work with me, but doesn't want to know anything about the work they do. Wants to give that couple the privacy, which is a really nice way to do it, I think.
Well, I think to understand your practice a little bit better, I always like to say, let's go into the Wayback Machine.
Okay.
Give us sort of like your career evolution, if you would, so we get
All right.
a sense of who you
okay.
are.
Okay. Well, let's see. My first position was as a research coordinator in the ADHD clinic at UMass Medical Center. And I really liked doing that, and so I do have a specialty in attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And when I was working at, that means something to someone here.
I'm just looking around
it's
the room
pretty common.
I wanted to
it's
see who was throwing their hand in the air.
So I did that, but I knew I wanted to work, you know, do this clinical work directly. And I worked for UInc in Worcester and other agencies and really honed my skills. And it's interesting because when I was a young clinician, I'm 51 now, when I was a young clinician, I was lousy at couples therapy.
It's very different than individual
lousy.
Therapy. I know. I trained
I'm sorry under, to those people.
No, I trained under a couples therapist and a family therapist.
Yeah.
It's very different.
So there was so much happening so quickly. You're trying to keep an alliance with each member of the couple.
Man, it's tough.
And I think I couldn't, you know, I just didn't have the experience. And now that's, you know, that's some of the favorite work that I do.
Well, especially when you're deal. One thing is when an individual, so you can focus on that individual.
Right.
Another thing is when you usually go into couples therapy, one couple, in terms of what their agenda may be very different from the other, although you're trying
Always,
to get them
right.
right.
Or they wouldn't be there.
Correct.
Yeah.
So you're trying to get them together and see
right.
if you could find common ground, and that's the challenge as opposed to...
For sure.
You know.
People usually come in as if I'm King Solomon and I'm going to, you know, tell them who's right and who's wrong. And that's natural that they would want for that to happen.
Right.
And they'll be disappointed because that's not what I do.
You're not King Solomon.
No. No. And what I really, I had a woman, a couple that I was working with, and the woman said to me, "You speak both languages." And I thought that was a good way to put it because I really work as a translator a lot of the time. I can understand what each partner is trying to say, and the other person is missing it entirely. So, you know, it's fun.
Just because the original question, I don't know, was that focus. You talked about all the people coming in. Are there specific, would you say, let's say 80-20 rule, 80% of your clients have these types of issues that they're confronting, the majority? And give us a sort of list of maybe what the focus of most of your clients are?
Well, part of that is who I attract, right? You know, I mean, really important that you find a therapist that you think speaks to you. You know, uses the same kind of language that you use. And so the match is important. I tend to get people who are, I tend to get people that I wish sometimes I had met socially. I meet a lot of great people that are never going to be my friends, you know?
Right.
A lot of professional people,
right.
You know, funny, successful people who are having some struggles.
Right, and that's a lot of people, most people.
Mm-hmm.
The world is a tough world out there,
mm-hmm.
right?
Do you find that you, this is now, you're saying they'll be your friends, and so obviously...
Well, they're not going to be my friends, sadly.
No, not be your friends, but they could
they
be.
They get better and then they go away.
In a different life, but what I was going to say, do you find that in terms of the people that you counsel now, that audience is different as you've evolved in your practice? In other words, maybe age, stage of life, that type of thing?
Well, probably that's the case, but I'm not, that might be an artifact of my, you know, moving from a large social service, you know, setting to a private practice in the suburbs.
So where are your offices?
Yeah, in Westboro, 160 mm-hmm. East Main.
Right.
Very, very conveniently located off of Route 9.
Right. And if someone wanted to get hold of you, how would they do that?
Well, you could look me up online. Mm-hmm. And you could
like I did.
Ascension Mental Health.
Right.
.com. Or my phone number is 508-579-5702.
And you're on LinkedIn.
That's how I
found you.
Yeah.
And then I sent you off to my associate.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was being catfished because I was a last-minute fill-in. I thought, what's going on?
I wouldn't say that. You're the first one on the list here.
That's right. You're number one.
Maybe you were the best catch. We waited for the best for last. It's like
maybe.
It's like dating. You know, you marry the best one after you've tried all the others. So,
well, that's not the way a couples therapy sees it, but that's all right. We'll let that go.
I was trying to twist it nicely.
I'll get you in this afternoon.
Oh, great. You don't have enough time.
Actually, it was your wife that sent me today. This is actually an intervention.
I'm sure everyone in this room sent you my name. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, Dirt. I've been speaking with Lori Mativia, with Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Again, we're at the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.